It's Alternative Bump Music Friday.
If there's anyone here who knows why these two people should not be joined together, let them speak now, or forever hold their peace.
Wait! Wait! Stop the wedding. You're just marrying her for spite. If she knew the inside story, she tell you what you're doing just ain't right. I know you don't wanna hurt me, so stop this madness before it starts. Revenge will only cause you so don't do it, don't do it.
Ooh,
don't break too
hard.
Cause you belong to me, oh darling. And I belong to you. And deep down inside me now, I know you feel that way too. So baby, don't do it,
don't do it.
You don't want Etta showing up at your wedding. Don't invite her, okay? Etta James right there, Stop the Wedding. Is that a powerful tune or what? She never did anything but powerful stuff. Now, she came up with Johnny Otis, the Johnny Otis Show, which came out of L.A. And Etta was, I want to say, 13 or 14 years old, somewhere around that. I don't think she was more than 15. And Johnny Otis was recording her. She did Dance With Me, Henry. Remember that one? Oh, when I first heard that, I was probably, I don't know, 7, 8 years old. I remember the first time I heard it, we're out on the lake, and my parents are partying with people their age, and they're probably in their late 20s, early 30s, and they're dancing to that stuff. And I'm thinking, I need more of this. But yeah, Dance With Me, Henry. But anyway, the Etta James saga, when she started out, she was on the road with all men. And Johnny Otis went to her house and assured her mom she's going to be okay, take care of her and all that. And he did. But she tells some crazy cool tales of coming up with the road and a bunch of crazy cool musicians. But here she is in Stop the Wedding, Etta James. Man, straight up soul. Theron next here, blue-eyed soul. You're on the edge with me. It's Alternative Bump Music Friday. I'm looking at a picture of Susan Sarandon. She looks like she's about 15. She's wearing a red bathing suit, looking pretty good, pretty good. But, I can't look at certain people now and not feel an element of disgust. She's one of them. Robert De Niro's another. They just, Rosie O'Donnell, who, she's pretty creepy to look at anyway, but she was very talented at one point. Susan Sarandon, an America hater, straight up America hater. And that's what we're up against right now. I can watch the movies if some of them are in there because I do the willing suspension of disbelief. I'll watch the story and their performance, which is good. Sean Penn, outstanding actor, total total insane progressive nutcase. By the way, if you want to see one of the best ever, it's a mini movie, if you will. It's on YouTube. Look up Sean Penn, Kid Rock. It's where Sean Penn's in a bar drinking somewhere in L.A., and Kid Rock walks in. They're the only two in the bar. It is outstanding. It's hilarious. Obviously, it puts some money into production. Looks like they're getting a fight at one point, but it's pretty cool stuff. There you go. Sean Penn, Kid Rock, drinking in a bar in Los Angeles. Mic drop. It's hilarious. Neither of them on the same page politically. They did it kind of as just a comedy skit. Both very talented men. What does this say? Unless you want this 4th of July to be your last one celebrating true freedom, we better get this right in November. Yeah, you're right. Now, you know who's saying that you got to go with Joe Biden if you want that to be the case is Meathead. Yeah, Reiner. He's out. There's another one. I can't stand that guy. I can't look at anything he's done. Spinal Tap. I can't even look at it as being funny. And also, what's his name? Michael McKeon's there as well. They're all out of their minds. But they're not making the case that if we don't put Biden back in office, this will be the last 4th of July, the last time we ever have a democracy. They don't ever mention we have a republic. But that's their rant. And that's what they're scaring people with. You know what they're really scaring people with now? Oh, my God. I'm almost jealous I didn't think of this one. With the new ruling, the new Chevron ruling, it was the one around the presidential power. He's going to be able to kill people and say it was a presidential duty. Yeah, he's going to get SEAL Team 6. And they're also, they want Biden to use that now because they say it's legit. You could actually construe that, given the ruling that anything the president does as a presidential duty that's considered a duty that he takes on, he can do whatever he wants. And he can't be tried for it or go to court for it. So he can murder somebody and say, it was a presidential act. Yeah. I mean, that's the case they're making. And you know what? They're getting traction. They have psychotics that actually listen to them. They have crazy people that get their news from Rachel Manlike Creature Maddow. Yeah. You're on the edge. It's Alternative Bump Music Friday.
You're the sweetest thing.
Finally met the right woman. That could take a long time. Yeah, this guy named J.J. Gray, and he's got a band called Mofro, and he's also, I think, a guest artist on this. Is what's his name? Toots Hebert, the reggae superstar. There you have it. You the sweetest thing, baby. Thank you, Linda X, for suggesting that. What was it, yesterday? No, day before. I was off yesterday. Yesterday, you got an alternative bump music show, which was run by a robot from outer space. This one's live. In fact, hang on a second. Ouch, damn it. Yeah, I'm live. I just pinched myself. I'm all the way live. 100% all the way live. Theron X here. You're on the edge. I'm looking at William Bendix. Who? William Bendix. Many people aren't old enough to know who William Bendix is. William Bendix was kind of a B actor, if you will, back in the 30s, 40s, whatever. So all those guys got funneled into, if they had good agents anyway, into television shows back in the very early 50s. And I'm looking at them here from 54, Life of Riley. I grew up watching that show. And if I'm not mistaken, maybe if anybody else remembers that show, The Life of Riley, he had a next-door neighbor. I think his name was Gillis. It was Gillis. And I think Gillis went on to play Dobie Gillis's father. I mean, the guy's real name wasn't Gillis, but do I have that confused? I'm pretty sure that was the deal. Broderick Crawford, also, Highway Patrol. He was one of these actors that was kind of, they were good, but they weren't like Humphrey Bogart or anything like that. So they'd get TV shows. That's great TV shows back then. You're on the edge of this alternative bump music Friday.
The thing that I used to do, Lord, I won't do no more. The things that I used to do, Lord, I won't do no more. I used to sit and hold your hand, baby, begging you not to go. I would search all night for you, baby, Lord, and my search would always end in vain. I would search all night for you, baby, and my search would always end in vain. But I knew all along, darling, that you was hid out with your other man. I'm going back to my family too. I'm going to send you back to your mother, baby. No, Lord, and I'm going back to my family too. Cause nothing I do that please you, baby. Lord, I just can't get along with you.
Thank you, Olympics. Took me by surprise there. They've totally got the timing on this song. So wrong. So incredibly wrong. Anyway, the Olympics. Yeah, one more time. Holy golly. Now, if you guess that that's exactly like Peanut Butter and they just switched the lyric out, you're absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. Yeah, holy golly. I don't know what's going on in that song. There's something else playing in there. Let's see. It says, did I get this right? Let's see what's going on here. Maybe there's part one and part two. I think part one is sufficient, don't you? We got enough of the holly gully. You're on the Edge, Alternative Bump Music Friday. Theron here. I want to go back into these why Joe Biden had such a poor performance. Just beyond the pale. In fact, right now, there are people that are saying if Joe Biden doesn't get out of the race, they're not going to give any money to the Democrat Party. And that's scaring the hell out of them. Now, they're thinking Obama's got to get involved here because they say he'll make the call. It's not going to be Mike. It ain't going to be Michelle. It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. Very interesting, though, eh? Democrat convention. Biden's being defiant. He's saying he's not dropping out. But that's not Biden talking. That's Jill talking. Dr. Jill. I go back to the number fourth reason why he had such a very bad performance at the debate. He didn't know. They told him that there was a debate until a mere 6 months back. He had no idea that he should be prepped for it. He had a debate conviction felon. That's why he debated a convict felon rather. Oh, number six. Here's the number one reason why: climate change, total climate change. Number seven, Mercury was in retrograde, thus throwing off his aura. Well, I noticed that as soon as he came out. I mean, I thought, my God, this cat's aura is all screwed up. Mid-stage dementia. Yeah, mid-stage dementia. That's a good reason. That's a really good reason. Now, speaking of auras, way back when, I had this girlfriend, and she decided she wanted to go get a psychic reading, which I think is BS, but she was going to go to somebody who would be able to tell her some kind of... We were living together in Plymouth, and this was in... we had to go into Northfield, some lady's house. And we drove in, and we get there. And this is no lie. I'm looking at this as this is just... So when we get in, the lady says, am I doing both of you? I said, no, I'm not interested. And she looked at me. She just went off on a tangent about my aura. Your aura is incredible. And I think this chick's milking it, man. But anyway, she said I had one of the most unique auras she's ever seen. Now, she wasn't trying to pick me up. She said, you have a green aura, and it's somewhat separated from your body, and you're encased in it. And I thought, fabulous. Thank you so much. I ain't paying you for that. So she did my girlfriend. I don't know what came up with, but anyway. I don't buy into that psycho mumbo jumbo. No, I think much of it's very cult-like, wouldn't you say? Yeah. You get people in the Democrat Party that are cult-like. That is a cult. Stone Cold cult. In fact, I just posted a really cool cartoon that sums it up. Totally sums it up. Let's see if I can find it here. Nah, I don't want to get off the page I'm on right now. But says if you, it's about the headlines. You know, if you're listening to the news headlines and you're buying them after the news told you that they were lying to you. And they did. They came out and said it in so many words. And you're still buying it. You're in a cult. Boy, are you ever. Now, I'm looking at a page here. This is called The 60s and Early 70s Detroit Rock Scene. And it's got, they're looking at the Scott Richard case. I thought that was a pretty good band in its day. They were pretty good. They played the Granny Ballroom. The main driving force that made that band good was Scott, whatever his name was. And I didn't know this. They busted up out of two different bands. Let's see, what was it? It was The Chosen Few, yeah, and The Fugitives. So I guess iterations of that band formed Scott Richard Case. Detroit has an amazing, amazing history of rock and roll. Really does. We have so many cool bands that nobody's ever heard of. You had to be around here to hear them. They're in all the clubs. One of which was Rusty Day and the Knights. Rusty Day and the Knights. Who? Yeah. They were outstanding. In fact, he had a guitar player in that band that I didn't know any of those guys. But we'd go see him at a club. I think it was called Sir Arthur's or something. It was out there in Dearborn. And they had a guitar player out there that was right out of Motown. I mean, this cat could just play anything. He was one of those guys you'd walk in, it was hypnotic. And when I see a band like that, of course, I don't hit the clubs anymore. But when I used to see a band like that, I didn't leave until they were through. I had to hear every single note. A band I heard in San Diego was like that. I couldn't leave until I heard the last of every song they did. They're outstanding. I don't know that anybody's doing that anymore. Are they? I mean, not in any real sense. I think most bands now are kind of like, fragmented noise. That isn't because I'm old. No, I know what's cool. In fact, I'll prove it right now. You're on the Edge. It's Alternative Bump Music Friday.
It's a big job just getting by with 9 kids and a wife. But I've been a working man dang near all my life, and I'll keep on working. Long as my two hands are fit to use. I drink my beer in a tavern, sing a little bit of this working man blues. I
but I won't stop. Now it's your turn to make a choice. Don't just sit there, girl, stand up and raise your voice.
Eardrum right there. This is a cat named Eli Paperboy Reed. I've been playing him for years and years. Back when I first discovered him, he looked like he might have been maybe, I don't know, 18, 19, maybe 20. And he just does the killer soul stuff. We heard this one right here, Come and Get It. If You Want the Love of a Man, Come and Get It. And then above that, before that, we heard Working Man Blues. So I threw two of them in today. Eli Paperboy Reed. Another guy that does this real good is St. Paul and the Broken Bones. You should be writing this stuff down, see, because when you are sitting around at 3 in the morning going, what am I going to do now? You go over to YouTube and you surf out the people I'm playing on the radio. Problem solved. Yeah, Eli Paperboy Reed. And I didn't have him in the show today, but St. Paul and the Broken Bones. And they have amazing videos, too. Really cool videos. Well, that's it. It's time for me to go out and eat something like a cow or a pig or something like that. I'll figure it out. But I will see you back here Monday. Don't be late. Remember, I'm not done with you yet. You're on the edge. It's Alternative Bump Music Friday.
Look to your soul,
look to your soul,
open. in your mind.
Maybe tomorrow.